The guy who's held that seat for the past 4 years is Akin Akinyemi. He called in from the road on the way back to Tallahassee from Pittsburgh. One of his biggest challenges, he told the Perspectives audience, has been trying to maintain critical county services in the face of a relentlessly shrinking county budget. Services such as the special court that handles mental health and substance abuse cases.
We have cut so much. When I started, our budget was around $280 million. The current budget is about $228 million. Again, we have to have a balanced approach to our governance. Mental health is very, very dear to me. We lost a grant, and so we've not been able to restore that program fully, but I continue to fight to at least get part of that program funded.
Keeping up county services and maintaining the area's quality of life is also important to Mary Ann Lindley. After 30 years as a journalist, she left the Tallahassee Democrat with an eye towards public service and is one of three opponents Akinyemi will face in the August 14th primary election.
I would definitely support both the sales tax, the 1 cent sales tax extension, and also I would work with the schools for their half cent sales tax. These are two taxes we've been paying in this community all along. They're very important since half the property here is off the tax roll because it's government or university.
Of course, government and higher education have been Leon County's biggest economic drivers pretty much as long as there's been a Leon County. All four county commission candidates think private sector economic development is critical. Former Leon School Board member Fred Barn sees local red tape as something that needs changing.
What happens is a developer or a builder will come in and try to build some sort of industry or business, and because of the bureaucratic nightmare and the hoops that they have to go through, it takes months, and in some cases I've heard it takes years.
All the candidates saying that streamlining that process, as well as cutting down on city-county service duplication, would be a good thing. In fact, the four candidates spent more time agreeing than disagreeing. Emily Fritz, who's worked in both the governor's office and private medical field, seemed to capture that spirit of consensus in her remarks.
I think in many cases we can find common ground. Everybody loves this community. Everybody wants to work together, and although there may be different political points of view and different objectives for people, I think everybody wants this county to be a wonderful place to live.
If none of the four candidates get at least 50% of the vote plus one in the August 14th primary, the two top vote-getters will face off in November's general election. Next up in our series of political perspectives this month is this Thursday's look at the Leon County Clerk of Court contest. For WFSU-FM, I'm Tom Flanagan.